Welcome to Rachel Academy Podcast, where business meets wellness. My name is Rachel April Phillips, inspiring, motivating, and helping business owners do business in the most holistic, balanced, and meaningful way. Rachel Academy, the digital heaven for business owners putting their well-being first. Hello, my lovelies. Thank you so much for taking out the time to join me on another video. Happy New Year, my lovelies. Happy New Month. Happy New Year, wherever you are watching or listening to my latest video. In today's video, we're going to talk about 10 ways to build and grow your brand if you are a business owner between 20 and 30 years of age. You know, age does make a difference when it comes to building your brand online. A lot of people don't narrow it down when it comes to talking about branding and marketing or any topic of niche when it comes to age. And I want to touch on that in 2024. I'm going to talk a little bit more about authentic branding, authentic marketing, authentic building a business online and offline. I'm going to talk about the trends that I see that's going on in 2024 and 2025. So do make sure that you've come back and visit my videos if you're watching on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, social media, wherever you're watching it, or you can come and visit me on my website. So in today's video, we're going to talk about 10 ways to grow your brand if you are a business owner in your 20s or 30s. Now, you might be in business and talking to specific people who've been in business between 1 and 2 years. Obviously, the tips and the topics I'm going to share with you today can benefit you if you've been in business more than 2 years. But I want to narrow down to those of you who are maybe starting out or who have been in business between 1 and 2 years. The first thing that you need to think about is that you need to have a plan. Have a plan of action. Now, this obviously is a no-brainer. It's easier said than done. But having a plan is a great way for you to start a new year off in the right way. I know you might have been in business 1 or 2 years and you maybe have written a plan in 2022, 2023, but it's a new year. And I don't know about you, my lovelies, 2023 was a whole roller coaster for me in business and in my personal life as well. And I'm sure for you as well. And a lot of people I've noticed not talking about what's going on in the world. And that affects us as entrepreneurs and business owners. So you're going to see me talk a little bit in depth about the world in general and things in our local area, things that happen in our personal life and in our niche as well. All right, my lovelies, so you need to have a plan of action. What do you want to accomplish in 2024? What are you trying to, you know, do? What kind of markets, what kind of niche, what kind of customers and clients that you are looking for? Narrow down your plan, narrow down your ideas, narrow down your mission statement. This will definitely help you getting started if you are in your 20s and your 30s, because in that category of niche, the 20s and 30s, that market niche changes much more quicker than markets for older generation. And the reason for that is that the younger generation, you know, they're the microwave society. They love something quick, they love trends, they love fads, and then, you know, things happen that way. So, you know, things change very, very quickly in that market niche, that market generation. And so it's important that you know what you are doing before going forward to actually start branding yourself. Next great idea for you to grow your brand if you are a business owner in your 20s or 30s, running your business between 1 and 2 years, is build a blog. Now, this is not a new concept of building a blog, but I've noticed a lot of people spend a lot of time on social media, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, and all these other platforms, and don't think about building a personal blog for themselves. They're putting all their contents, all their eggs in the basket on relying on social media platforms to help them build a brand. Now, social media platforms are a great way to build a brand. I'm going to mention it of one of the ways, great ways for you to build your brand online. But I can't stress enough, my lovelies, that it's important for you to have your own personal blog, because we've seen in 2019, we saw Instagram go offline for 2 days. We saw Facebook. There's been a lot of technical issues that's been happening with a lot of those platforms. And you never know that your products and your content and all that work that you've done could get lost on those social media platforms. And some of us don't have any backups for that situation. And this is the reason why I say it's much more better for you to have your own blog. Even if your blog goes down, because obviously it's on the internet and we're all on the internet and something could happen, you have a backup. You're more naturally and more willing and more in that nature to have a backup, because when I personally post on my blog, I have a backup of everything. I have a backup on my computer, I have a backup on a small digital box where I keep all my pictures, keep all my content, keep all my word. So I'm in that habit of building a backup for my content that I put online. But when you're on social media, a lot of us post from our phones, and phones don't have enough memory for us to back up any pictures, back up any content that we are deem important for us. So I can't stress enough for you to have a blog when you are in your 20s or your 30s building a brand. Also, a blog is a great business card online. If you know the steps, if you know the tricks and the trades of how to grow your brand through a blog, which I'm going to talk about in other videos, I'm not going to talk about it in today, you would do very well as a business owner standing out in the marketplace using a blog. Another great way for you, darling, is to create a website. Now, what is the difference between a blog and a website? A blog is for more casual topics, casual posting. If you are a vlogger or a blogger and you, let's say for example, you're into fashion and you're in the fashion or beauty industry and you just want to just take pictures, let's say for example, you're going to an event, a new Venti makeup brand is coming out into the marketplace and you've been invited to go down, you know, again, we've got our phones, we take the pictures from our phones, but now you just, instead of putting those pictures of that event or that journey or that experience that you had, now you can transform or transfer that picture into a blog. And that will give you more traffic, that will give you more awareness, that give you more engagement, that give you more opportunity for people to find you online. Now with a website is if you want to take your blogging as a part-time business or something as a hobby that you enjoy into the next level, this is when you will build yourself a website. Now a website has more features, more plugins, more tools, more things to help you stand out in the marketplace. For example, let's say now that you're in the fashion business, going to use that same example again, and now this time you are a blogger and a vlogger and you take pictures, and now you want to start selling some makeups that you are affiliating with. Maybe you have some clothing that you want to sell, and then now you want to have a e-commerce platform, you want to have a shop on your online platform. And this is where a website comes in. A website allows you to have a shop, it gives you more features on SEO, search engine optimization. You might now have to think about moving from blogger, which is really good platform if you want to just blog, like I said, as a part-time or as a hobby, and then you want to move to WordPress. WordPress is a great platform, a really robust platform if you want to build a website. So a blog is for posting casual pictures and you just want to be just an influencer, you're not thinking about making money, you just want to share your pictures, you enjoy it, maybe you have a full-time business and you're doing this as a part-time or a side hustle, and so you're not really wanting to stress out and sell a service or a product, so you have a blog on Blogger. Now you want to move that forward, you want to build a brand, you're in your 20s, in your 30s, you want to think about start saving money, you want to start planning for maybe buying a house, buying a car, maybe you want to get married, maybe you want to travel, whatever it is. Now you want to go up the next level and you want to start building a brand. And now for you to build a brand through a website, I would say WordPress is a really robust, a great platform, has all the features that you need, is very easy to use, and this will take you to the next level from a blog to a website. Next thing to think about when we are wanting to grow our brand as a business owner, if you're in your 20s or your 30s, is to use social media. Now I'm going to give you some breakdowns of great platforms if you're in your 20s and your 30s. I don't think that you need to use all social media platforms. I believe that there's different platforms from different ages, different genders, different backgrounds and different groups. Yes, there is. And I think in 2024, we are going to do so much more better if we niche down even more based on authentic self. The world is going to a place where we can't just throw everything at the bathroom sink and expecting it to stick. We now need to be more authentic. A lot of us are working on our shadows, getting to know more about ourselves, knowing about what we like, what we don't like, know about the groups, the politics, and all the stuff that's going on in the world. We're now having our own voice, and we're more confident with our own voice right now. So I believe this is one of the trends we're going to talk about the trends that's going to be happening in 2024, that a lot of us want to go within. We all want to now spend time with ourselves and getting to know ourselves, and we really want to have that confidence to speak our voice. So you have to find the right platform if you're in your 20s and your 30s building a brand to speak your voice, to showcase your mission statement, to showcase what you have on offer for your audience and your potential clients. So I would say, as a 20 or 30 year old, TikTok is a really great platform. I would have said Instagram at the beginning stages, but I've noticed Instagram is not helping people get enough traffic as they would have liked to. Now, if you're in your 20s and your 30s, you're agile, TikTok's a very fast-paced app. It's a fast-paced platform. It's a fast-paced social media community. So if you're in your 20s and your 30s, even under 20s, from 18 right to 30s, I think TikTok is a really good platform for you. I think TikTok will be a really good platform for you, because it will help you, you know, easily build your brand very quickly, and it will also have your target audience that you're looking for, because TikTok covers a range of people. But I notice with TikTok is a lot more younger generation. Now, I'm not saying that older generation are not on TikTok. Yes, they are, but they're talking about specific topics on TikTok. If you're in your 20s and your 30s, your range, your niche is a bit more wider, more wider scope for you to allow you to build your brand. So you can even build a brand from fashion, food, dance, travel, information, business. You've got a wider scope if you're in your 20s and your 30s. I will talk about another video if you are from your 40s to 50s and how you can build a brand on social media. But we're going to talk about, in this video, 20s to 30s. So I think TikTok is a really, really great platform. If you go on to Tupelo Academy, I've got some courses on there for you to help you to get started with TikTok, give you some simple steps to help you get started if you're in your 20s and your 30s. Because a lot of us think a lot of people are on social media. But you'd be surprised that a lot of people use social media to watch content, but a lot of people are not creating content. We more are a consumer of content rather than we create our content. So I really want you to think about how you can be less of a consumer and more of a creator. Now, you know, you would think that the marketplace is saturated, but the marketplace isn't saturated. The marketplace is saturated with just nonsense from my perspective, but we need some really good core foundational value businesses, because the world is going through a change, and we want the world to be a better place for our children, our grandchildren, and our children's children. And for that to happen, we need more genuine people who have value, who have a mission statement, who want to make the world a better place, coming to social media, coming to online platform, and bring in a value added statement, mission, joy, lifestyle into the mix. Because we're finding a lot of people, I find, this is my perspective, leave your comment below the video if you notice this as well, but this is what I've noticed, that the value, the quality of businesses that we're having is not the same as when I started in business in the 90s and the 2000s. It's completely different. So I would encourage you, if you are in your 20s and your 30s and you're a consumer, and maybe you have a part-time or a side hustle business and you're wanting to really push forward in 2024, I would encourage you to go on TikTok, get involved, add some really great content about who you are, be authentic to you, or share your mission statement, and you will see how you will build an amazing brand very quickly. I'm sure you've seen a lot of the stories of people that were, you know, unemployed, people that were living homeless, a lot of stories like that came onto TikTok, and they're really building a brand that they've been able to leave living on the streets and actually living in their own home. So take a look at TikTok. TikTok's a really great platform. And I talked about Instagram. Instagram is still really good as well, but you're gonna have to work a little bit more harder. You're gonna have to think outside the box when it comes to Instagram. But if you have TikTok and Instagram, if you're willing to do both, I think those two combinations would be a great way for you if you're in your 20s and your 30s of building a brand online. Obviously, we've got X, formerly known as Twitter. X is good if you want controversial topics. It's very good sometimes to throw some controversial things in there. Obviously, don't do too much controversial for your brand. You want your brand to be authentic. You want your brand to, you know, be out in the marketplace, in the industry, in your niche, helping people, changing lives and making the world a better place. So you don't want to be too controversial. But if you're controversial with something that you're passionate about, something that needs to change the world, for example, you know, us being more recycled nation, recycled world, you know, recycling more of our products rather than throwing things into the landmines, you know, that's a really good topic to talk about, but that can also be controversial as well. But again, X is a really great platform for you, and Snapchat and WhatsApp is a really good platform if you're in your 20s and your 30s wanting to build a brand online. Again, go to Truclo Academy if you want more resources, more information on how you can, if you're in your 20s and your 30s, build a brand, market your business on social media and online. Next one to think about is YouTube. Now, YouTube has been going on for a very long time. A lot of things have been changing on this social media platforms. I'll talk about that in another video when we're talking about trends. So I don't want to deviate on what I'm talking about, but a lot has been changing their policies and what they're allowing for people to say online and offline. So YouTube is a really great platform in your 20s and 30s. Again, if you want to be controversial, if you want to stand for something that's passionate to you, but you feel like it'll be really good for making a difference in the world and helping people, YouTube is a really good platform for that as well. Again, if you do videos, you can do that. Obviously, you know, YouTube also has a section where it's called community, where you can blog as well. So a lot of people not using it as much, but I think it's a really great way for you to showcase your brand if you blog as well, because YouTube is a really large social media platform, almost like Google. And you know, a lot of people go on there, and just like the search engine Google and Bing and Yahoo, they go on YouTube and they'll type in keywords because they're looking for a particular topic. For example, how to paint the outside of my house, how to plaster, how to, you know, fix my shower. A lot of people type in keywords on the search bar of YouTube. And so if you create a video but also add a blog in your community to that, you will also land on the Google search engine. When people are searching for a particular topic on Google, they will have your YouTube video and they will have your community blog attached to it as well. So think about that if you're in your 20s and your 30s wanting to build a brand online. Next one I talked about is create video reels. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat have a section where you can create video reels. Again, when I started that, I was doing videos every day, 24/7. Videos. As I go older, I'm in my 40s now, 40 something, and my life is so much more busier. Yes, I've outsourced now. I've waited for my children to graduate from university and have allowed them to now be part of the business. So I have a lot more help and I don't outsource like I used to. So I might be doing a lot more videos in 2024. Stay tuned. You might be seeing me a lot more on your screen. But if you are in your 20s and your 30s and you have that energy, I would like to say use that energy to go and create great video reels. Go on there and go on Instagram, go on TikTok and create reels. Reels are short videos, so they're reels because they're shorter than 10 minutes and probably like 2 minutes, maximum 3 minutes. You can even do 50 seconds and you can just do short reels just to showcase your day, maybe showcase behind the scenes, showcase, you know, the clients you're working with, showcase your product. You could be doing like a reveal of a product. There's so many things that you can do on video reels. Again, go to Truclo Academy. We've got some videos on there that will show you how to create great reels that will have engagement with your audience. Next one is networking. Why would you not like networking in your 20s and your 30s? You know, when I was young, I was going clubbing every evening, going to people's houses. We weren't going to clubbings as in outside of the club. We were going to house parties. And I used to love house parties. I would go there. I knew I was going to get some food. I was going to get some drinks. And I would be in a nice, warm environment with people that I love and enjoy spending time with. So networking is a great way for you to build your brand if you're in 20s and your 30s, to showcase the market. You know, a lot of networking companies, a lot of networking events are coming out all the time. Just go on Google, search them out, and type in keywords. So if you are, again, use that example, if you're in the fashion industry, look for fashion networking events. If you are in the beauty industry, look up beauty events. Again, one tip I will share with you as well, my lovelies, is to not always stay in your niche. We'll talk about this in other videos. I have built more successful connections, great collaborations, because I've stepped out of my niche. Sometimes when you're in your niche too much, 24/7, you can go a little bit stale and you'll lose what the bigger picture is in the world. You know, sometimes you can have a ton of vision. And when you have a ton of vision, you don't see your right, you don't see your left, you don't see your front, you don't see your back. You're just focusing on a particular topic, a particular like industry. And you can lose out on all the wonderful information, all the wonderful people, all the wonderful things that you can do when you think outside of your niche. Obviously, if you're starting out and you know you're wanting to focus so you can build a brand, I would say, of course, find a niche, stick with that niche and be consistent with it. But as you are consistent, after you've done 2 or 3 years within your niche, when we talk about networking, step out of your niche so you can collaborate with other people, and also you can showcase and share your brand. Because when you go to networks, you're going to talk about your business, you're going to find out other people that you can collaborate with. Maybe they might have something that you're looking for in your business, and vice versa. So if you're in your 20s and your 30s, networking is a great way for you to grow a brand online. Word of mouth. We can never forget word of mouth. Word of mouth is a great way, if you're in your 20s and your 30s, to showcase your brand and your business. Again, if you go to networking events, if you maybe you're still working a full-time job but you're running a business part-time, you can talk about your business. Obviously, don't bombard your colleagues, maybe on lunchtime, especially if it's a business that you think that a colleague or a family colleague or friend of a friend will be interested in. Then talk about it. Don't be afraid to talk about your part-time business or even your full-time business. When I'm working with clients, I realize a lot of people are not confident in showcasing or talking about their brand and their business. I remember doing a podcast a couple of years ago, and I had a gentleman on there, and I was asked him a question: why do you think a lot of business owners don't have that confidence to showcase or talk about their business? And it was interesting how he gave me the answer he gave me. And I find that the more confident you are about your brand, the more you're going to attract the right audience, the right customer, and the specific client that you're looking for to showcase your brand, showcase your service, or sell to. So it's actually important for us to practice word of mouth, because the more we talk about our brand, the more we talk about our business, the more we talk about our service, the more we talk about our product, we'll be more confident, and you are sending the law of attraction out and bringing those right people looking for what you have to offer. And last but not least, when we're talking about 10 ways to grow your brand if you're in your 20s and your 30s, is be consistent. Be consistent is a great way for you to keep growing no matter what happens in your day-to-day, in your everyday life. This is something that I learned when building Rachel Academy for over 18 years. I remember when I started out, I didn't know nothing about business. I didn't know nothing about the internet. I was a little old me business studies teacher, and I decided, you know, at that time to do it part-time and see if I could generate more income for my young family and children at that time. And so I stepped out, and I was consistent on just writing a blog. I created a blog. I didn't generate no income for like 6 to 7 years. Luckily, I had a partner who was working full time, so I wasn't really worried about the money aspect of it, but I was enjoying what I was doing. I was writing about a topic that I was passionate about, and so I grew from there. Then more people came to my blog, more people saw what I was doing, and then I had that confidence to start talking about it, and then moved from a blog into a website. And yes, my lovelies, I had my children very, very young, so I was in my 20s, 23, 24, 25 when I decided to go part-time to start writing and creating content for my blog. So we've talked about today 10 ways that you can grow your brand for business owners in their 20s and 30s. Thank you so much for taking out the time to join me on the video today. Do share this video if you know anyone that will benefit from the topics I've shared today. And I will see you same time, same place next week. Take care, lovelies. Bye-bye.